This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The blueprint included USDA's plan to close 259 domestic offices, facilities, and labs, including the proposed closure of 131 FSA offices and 7 foreign offices. Consistent with provisions of the 2008 Farm Bill, FSA held public meetings in every county in which an FSA office was proposed for consolidation. Members of the public were invited to make public comments at the meetings and or submit comments in writing for up to 10 days following the meeting. All comments were reviewed and considered prior to the issuance of the Secretary's notification letters to Congress.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
First, USDA fulfilled its obligation under the 2008 Farm Bill to propose first for consolidation to the maximum extent practicable all offices that are located within 20 miles of another office and which employ two or fewer permanent full-time employees. In addition, FSA identified all offices that currently have zero employees, regardless of location.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The agency's goal is to strengthen service, notwithstanding reduced budgets and fewer workers, and the Blueprint for Stronger Service helps to achieve FSA's goal. The Blueprint is based on a department-wide review of operations in which USDA took a hard look at all USDA operations, from headquarters to field offices. The end result is a plan that creates optimal use of USDA's employees, better results for customers, and greater efficiencies for American taxpayers.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In addition, USDA is implementing a series of other changes that will save taxpayers money while eliminating redundancies and inefficiencies. The Blueprint for Stronger Service details 133 recommendations that affirm processes already in place, as well as 27 initial improvements and other long-term improvements. Initial improvements include consolidating more than 700 cell phone plans into about 10. Standardizing training and purchases of cybersecurity products, and ensuring more efficient and effective service to employees by moving towards more centralized civil rights, human resource, procurement, and property management functions, creating millions of dollars in inefficiencies without sacrificing the quality of work.